This is Dr. Darren I. Marino.
This is Chad Tutto, and we're with Hybrid EdTech Productions.
Today we're going to be talking about Socrates, who is the father of Western philosophy.
Who was this man?
Well, he definitely gets credit for a lot of things, and for good reason. But it's important to know, just like anyone else, he grew up in a worldview that had already been formed to a certain extent by the culture around him. So if you listen to our previous podcast on the pre-Socratics, there's a reason why they were called pre-Socrates. So it wasn't only because, right, that they came before him, but because they were, for the most part, focusing on something slightly different. So their concern was with objects, with the natural world, with trying to figure out some underlying substance. And Socrates is familiar with all these arguments. It's not that he doesn't care about metaphysics. That's a misconception that you'll frequently hear about him. Is that he only cares about ethics and the life well lived. And yes, that's true. That's the primary concern, is putting philosophy into practice for catharsis, for therapy. And it's philosophy as a way of life, really. Not just as a discipline that is done at an academic professional conference or something. So that's an important shift. It's taking it from the object and to the subject. And there were precursors to him. So there's the Sophists. They help bridge the gap between the earlier pre-Socratic.